So Hare Krishna, we are ready. As you know, we have just come from a very well-attended kirtan tour through Zagreb, Split, Sarajevo, Belgrade, and Novi Sad. And I must really tell you, it was a wonderful experience for us to see just how much the people have embraced the holy name in their lives. We hope to show you a few of the photos which Bhakta Philip has taken throughout the tour for about 10 minutes at the end of the program. It was really a very, very, let me say, important time for those devotees who were on the tour. It was something new. We had invited Krishna Das, a dear friend of mine and a well-known singer, to sing the major part of the kirtans. In fact, I was, so to say, on the co-driver's seat. I really think that by this program we have broadened, so to say, our audience. We have gotten a larger audience or a different audience than the audience which we are getting already in our programs. Also, I felt there was something which we could really learn from this particular kirtan singer. Krishna Das doesn't sing to entertain an audience, but he makes it very clear to his audience that this is a spiritual practice, a practice which everyone needs to do on his or her own to receive the results of the practice. In the same way as we have done in the tour, I would like to now request all of you to wholeheartedly chant the Hare Krishna mantra. Please, when you chant, take good care that you are now making a relationship with Krishna. When you sing to him in kirtan, you are actually addressing him. And if you are serious and 100% in your singing, he will hear you and respond to you. The response of Krishna during kirtan can be felt in the heart of the devotee by, first of all, feeling a sense of great peace. Peace because now the mind is no longer talking and talking and talking and talking and talking and talking. The mind which has as many thoughts as there are ants in an anthill. You can feel by the peace and the inner happiness that Krishna is responding to you and say, yes, I'm here, I'm here. I will reveal myself in the degree of your surrender to you. So this response of Krishna, that he gives you such a peaceful and also happy feeling, can be a beginning of your sincere relationship with Krishna. Relationship means two. You are singing to Krishna and Krishna is responding to you. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to speak of seven responses of Krishna in the heart. One is that the mind gets cleared from unnecessary material thoughts and attachments, and the other is that a revelation takes place in the mind, a revelation where your own self, your true self, as a part of Krishna will be revealed to you, and also that Krishna reveals himself. So we will now sing together, and I would be very happy to see you singing better than the audience in our kirtans. But you will have to work very hard, because you will see later from the pictures they were really in, moved and really in samadhi. I mean, samadhi is maybe too much, but deeply present there. So I really request that in our temples we should sing even better than that, huh? Not so, not absent-minded, and not forget now Zagreb, forget the day you have come to Krishna's place, Krishna's temple, and relate to Krishna. Forget even your relationships to the devotees for a moment, which may be either complicated or difficult or wonderful. Just think of Krishna now. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Ram Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Jaya Radha, Sham Sundara Radha, Sham Sundara Radha. Jaya Gauranita, 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 Gauranita. Jaya Gauranita, Gauranita, Gauranita. Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram, Jaya Krishna Balaram. Radha Gopinatha, Radha Gopinatha, Radhe. Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Baladeva, Jaya Subhadra.
Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Today I will address all of you with a subject matter which is very much on my own heart. Let me, however, first see if the translation reaches every one of you. It seems to be many devotees, and maybe I'm thinking to have you here. That may be easier because you will have to speak very loud to reach everyone. And would you mind to come here, Govindanandan? Can we have a... We speak about Krishna consciousness. What do we mean with this term? Everything is so loud always in our temples. Can you make it a little softer, both me and Govindanandan? Also, Takotalya Govindanandan? With the term Krishna consciousness, we actually mean that Krishna appears in the purified heart of the devotee. Every year in the summertime we celebrate Krishna Jamashtami as Krishna's coming into this world. On one such Jamashtami festivals, Prabhupada said that Krishna can also appear in the purified heart of the devotee, and that this would be Krishna consciousness. You can live your whole life and do so many things in the movement for Krishna consciousness. If you are never conscious of Krishna or never thinking of Krishna in your heart, you have missed the whole point. If you do not think of Krishna, the service which you do will one day become stressful for you. If you don't think of Krishna in your heart, you will one day decide, wow, I'm with all these people here in the ISKCON institution, but I would never choose to be with any one of them if it wouldn't be for Krishna conscious. I don't know if Govindananda could catch the subtlety of this point. Therefore, let me make it very clear. You would think I'm with these people, but I really didn't choose them. But see, it's not about that. It's about bringing Krishna to your heart. This is not a social movement of people who try to be Krishna conscious. Krishna consciousness is never about what someone does or does not do, it's about you. About you and your relationship with Krishna. We put on tilak every morning, chanting Om Keshavaya Namaha. Welcome Krishna. Welcome Keshava. Welcome Narayan. Welcome Madhava. Welcome Hrishikesha. But do we really welcome Krishna in our heart? If you welcome a guest, what do you first do? You put order in your room. Today I visited very nice devotees in their living room, and I immediately could see this living room had been made totally orderly. I know about rooms very much because I traveled since 40 years, and I could see before I came it was a chaos. But because the devotees cared for my visit, they put everything in order so that there was place to sit down,
Ali budući da su te bakte imaju brinu se za mene, onda u stvari prije nego što sam ja došao, onda su oni sve uredili, bilo je mjesto za sjesti.
If you want to invite Krishna in your heart, you also must first make some order in your heart.
Ako želimo Krishnu pozvati u srce, onda prvo moramo napraviti red.
There must be place in your heart for him.
Mora postojati mjesto u našem srcu.
Especially you must throw out the enemies of your heart.
I posebno trebamo izbaciti neprijatelje u srcu.
They are called in Sanskrit the ripus.
Oni se na sanskritu zovu ripu.
Ripus means lust, greed, anger, illusion, enviousness, madness.
Ti ripui su stvari požuda, pohlepa, gnjev, iluzija, ludilo i zavist.
Yes. So you must make your heart a little bit free from these material thoughts. Only then can Krishna sit down. And you must also attract Krishna, that he wants to come to your heart. You must clean your heart of worldliness.
Naše srce očistiti od svjetovnosti,
of material attachment.
Materialnih veza.
Krishna comes only in a heart which is free and which is also attractive.
Krishna dolazi samo u ono srce koje je slobodno i koje je privlačno.
Decorate your heart.
Ukrasite svoje srce.
Don't just only throw the enemies out, decorate it.
Ne samo da trebamo izbaciti neprijatelje van, nego trebamo i ukrasiti srce.
Make it beautiful.
Neka bude predivno.
With nice devotional sentiments.
I da unutra se razvijaju predivni devocijski sentimenti.
Sentiments of humility.
Sentiment ili osjećaj iskrenosti.
Sentiments of longing. O Krishna, please come to me.
I sentimenti žudnje za Krishnom. O Krishna, pojavi se, dođi do mene.
Decorate your heart with longing. See, we have one problem in our life. We are never 100% in anything. When we sit down for a lecture, we are not 100% attentive to the subject. When we sing the Hare Krishna mantra, we are not 100% in our singing. When we lead our spiritual life, we are not 100% in our commitment. Krishna describes that these are symptoms of materialists, to be many branched.
Objašnjava da je to simptom materialista koji se razgrana na mnogu grana.
And he contrasts his devotee by saying that my devotees are goal is one.
I onda kao kontrast da je primjer Bhakte i kaže da je jedini cilj Bhakte.
They are always thinking of this one zeal.
I samo jedan cilj ima Bhakte. I uvijek misli na njega.
My dear devotees, how will you throw out the enemies of your heart and decorate your heart with good qualities? That's only possible when you have association with good devotees. When you are in association with good devotees, the enemies flee your heart.
Kad ste u društvu dobrih bhakta, neprijatelj jednostavno bježi, napušta srce.
In the association of good devotees, you begin to actually see, I'm not so good.
U društvu dobrih bhakta počinjemo vidjeti,
why am I so foolish to hold on to the very things which cause me suffering?
I zašto sam ja toliko budala? Držim baš onih stvari koje mi najveću patnju
stvaraju. And then when you become a little humble in the association of good devotees, you are already almost perfect.
I onda kad postanemo malo ponizni u društvu takvih dobrih bakta, onda smo gotovo savršeni.
Most of us are not careful enough in their association with devotees and cause hurt of other devotees.
Većina nas nismo baš jako pažljivi u našem odnosu sa baktama i onda u stvari uzrokujemo da ih povredimo.
And this is the one thing which Krishna will never tolerate.
A to je jedna stvar koju Krishna nikad neće tolerirati.
When you hurt other devotees, Krishna will never come to you. He will avoid you.
Kad povredimo druge bakte, Krishna nam nikada neće doći, izbjegavat će nas.
You need to serve devotees and encourage them.
Trebamo služiti bakte i ohrabrivati ih.
Not out of ego try to be better than them.
A ne, zbog lažnog ega pokušavamo postati bolji od njih.
Devotees are the only ones who can help you.
Bakte su jedini koji nam mogu pomoći.
Krishna is very far away for us who are so much caught up in the material world.
Za nas koji smo toliko uhvaćeni u ovom materijalnom svijetu, Krishna je nekako tako daleko.
But devotees are very close.
And
Krishna will first see how does someone act towards my devotee before he will make a relationship with anyone. So throw out the enemies and decorate your heart. Then Krishna will come. Decorate your heart with feelings like longing, but also feelings of, like gratitude to Krishna. Krishna has given us everything we need to become Krishna conscious. And when a devotee seriously turns to him, he is always ready to respond to his devotee. Always. Krishna has been with us so long and waits now that we turn to him.
Krishna je sa nama toliko dugo i čeka na nas da se obratimo.
I would like to give you a moving example I heard in Sarajevo from one devotee. When this devotee was 9 years old, she played with other children in the sandbox. All of a sudden, she heard a voice. A voice which had come to her since her 8th year. A voice which had only spoken one time. And then was silent. A voice which spoke with great certitude. Now it was speaking. Get out of the sandbox, go behind the wall and crouch down. When she looked from behind the... Yes. When she looked from behind the wall to the sandbox, a bomb had exploded and all her friends had been killed. Only she had been warned by Krishna in the heart. She always had heard this voice. Now one day when she was 9 years, she walked over the streets of Sarajevo. And again the voice came to her. Stop, don't move. But she moved one more step. The next thing she knew, a bomb exploded and hit some of the shrapnel hit her into the head so that she went down unconscious. Darkness surrounded her. And there was a door full of light which was opening more and more. Intuitively she felt, if I go through this door, I will never return to my mother and my sister. And she prayed, my dear Lord, please don't take me, I'm only 9 years old. Take someone who is 99 years old. If you save me this one more time, I'm sorry I didn't listen to you, but if you save me one more time, I will give my life into your service. As she said this, the door closed. And she got tremendous strength. She woke up, she touched her head, it was full of blood and there was skin and hair and everything. But she could get up and run towards her home. Halfway, a man saw her and waved her, come, 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 and took her on the arm and brought her home. When her mother saw this little girl, she fainted on the wall. When the mother woke up, she said, you need to go to the hospital, but how will we bring you to the hospital? It's 5 or 7 kilometers. And there's war outside. At that moment, the mother looked down through the window and saw an emergency car. She carried her little girl down and the drivers of the car said, now we know why we came here. We didn't know why we drove in this part of the town, because there was no reason for us to go and it's dangerous here. But here is a girl who needs hospital treatment. Krishna's milost. Yes, and she was brought to the hospital. And I think Nityananda Kari, if she's here, you know the name of that doctor, that good-hearted Muslim doctor? Nakash. Dr. Nakash, Dr. Nakash treated her. He, his picture and his good qualities were described in the Back to Godhead magazine.
Nakash, yes.
When this little girl got her surgery and fell into coma for 10 days. After 10 days she woke up. And she said only one sentence. Yes, I'm gladden. Yes, so. And she ate and became a strong girl. So, I'm telling you this story because Krishna is there and wants to help his devotees. But so often we don't hear him any longer. Because we have a habit of ignoring him since so long.
Jer
Maybe it's, is it a good sign? Maybe it's a good sign that she rests.
Should we wake it up?
No, sometimes you shouldn't wake up sleeping tigers. Yes. Is it a good sign? Maybe it's a good sign. Good. Maybe it's the only time in her life where she finds peace. Yeah. No, I'm serious. I'm very serious. Most of people's life is so stressed and so dissatisfied. So let her peacefully rest. So Krishna is constantly talking. But he has this habit, he talks only one time. And it's always different from the mind, what you think. And we have to learn to follow him. We are free to not follow him, but then we are in material life. I would like you to make an experiment. To most of you, I know Krishna doesn't speak any longer because you have been too long in the Hare Krishna movement. No, I'm very serious. Don't laugh. You have heard so much, but you have not acted upon it. You have developed an immunity to wisdom. This is very sad. This is the sad fruit of institutionalized religion. There's something good, very good in institutions. Good association, regular lectures. But many, many people fall also asleep spiritually in institutions, strangely enough. Because it seems that everything is already arranged. It's not like this, my dear devotees. No one can do what you have to do for you. No one can chant your rounds for you. No one can turn to Krishna in prayer for you. No one can throw out your enemies from your heart for you. And no one can decorate your heart with devotional sentiments except for you. Look at this little girl. Krishna came to her many times. And that one time where she didn't follow, where she didn't stop, but walked on. She walked into danger and into harm. That was, in a way, good for her spiritual development because she understood something. Many of us have heard the voice. But we have defended ourselves. No, it's all right the way I do it. And the voice has stopped talking to us. Krishna has sadly turned his back. Oh, he doesn't want to hear, or she doesn't want to hear. It's so sad. Please open your spiritual ears again.
Otvorite vaše duhovne uši ponovo.
And please listen to the voice and act upon it.
I molim vas, slušajte glas i djelujte u skladu s njim.
Don't wait.
Nemojte čekati.
Show Krishna that you want him.
Pokažite Krishna da ga želite.
There is no security in this world except for being in love with Krishna.
Nema sigurnosti u ovom svijetu osim da smo zajedno u Krishni.
Don't believe that there is a security in the church.
Nemojte vjerovati da postoji sigurnost u crkvi.
Many Christians have believed this but became so unspiritual.
Mnogi kršćani su to povjerovali i postali su tako neduhovni.
Once there was a devotee who came to Prabhupada. He said, Prabhupada, I can trust you, but not your devotees.
Jednom je jedan bhakta prišao na Prabhupada i rekao, Prabhupada, ja tebi mogu vjerovati, ali ne tvojim bhaktama.
Prabhupada answered, don't even trust me.
Onda je Prabhupada odgovorio, nema vjerovati ni meni.
I could also cheat you.
Ja ti također mogu prevariti.
Trust only Krishna.
Vjeruj samo Krishna.
Of course, you know, we don't think that Prabhupada will cheat us. I mean, we shouldn't think our spiritual master will cheat us, because then everything really becomes lonely, 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 lonely. But Prabhupada wanted to make a point. A point which I feel distinguishes him from so many other spiritual teachers. It's about Krishna.
Radi se o Krishna.
I'm in Berlin working on these powerful seminars. And I'm making in one seminar the point we should open our spiritual ears to listen to the voice of Krishna in the heart.
Ja u Berlinu radim te moćne seminare. Jedan od seminara govori o tome kako trebamo otvoriti svoje uši glasu Krishna.
Isn't this wonderful?
Zar to nije predivno?
Krishna wants to guide you.
Krishna nas želi voditi.
But if he sees that he talks to you also through devotees and through the scriptures, and you just don't do it, he disappears. Krishna also touches, speaks through the scriptures to us. Remember, you read in the Bhagavad Gita and you felt the text was answering a question which you had.
I osjećali ste da je tekst odgovarao na pitanje koje ste imali.
Remember.
Sjećate se toga.
Do you remember these incidents?
Sjećate se toga kada ono odgovor na moje pitanje.
Or you read in the Bhagavatam.
Ili smo učili Bhagavatam.
Or you were in the lecture. You said, my God, he knows my mind. Oh, Bože, yes, how nice you have explained, yes, yeah. But then you got up from the lecture. You put the Bhagavad Gita down. And you said, it can't be that this was meant for me. I'm not someone special. Why do you make such lame excuses? Why do you hate yourself so much? Why are you so hard on you? You are very special to Krishna. Why shouldn't he care for you? Why do you want to write this off? Just to stay in your boring comfort zone. Are you a revolutionary or a lame person? Hare Krishna. Important questions this evening. We should think like this.
I trebali mi razmišljati na takav način.
Prabhupada once said, and I like this very much, what is the use of religion if you can't hear God and talk to Him?
I Prabhupada jednom rekao, i to mi se jako sviđa, rekao, koja korist od religije ako ne možete čuti Boga i razgovarati sa njim?
A direct relationship is possible.
Direktan odnos je moguć.
It's possible to because the Lord cares for you.
Moguće zato što Gospod se brine za nas.
So Krishna cares for you by giving you speaking through something like a voice.
Krishna se brine za nas na način tako da govori poput glasa nekog.
Through the scriptures.
Kroz spise.
Through devotees, whenever it touches your heart. But he also speaks to you through arrangements. I want to close my lecture by telling you a story I was thinking about. It concerns Mozart. Yes. Do you know Mozart? Do you know what is a requiem? Let me tell you what is a requiem. What is it called?
A funeral mass.
Yes. Do we have the Croatian word? Yeah. It's you know, people who were wealthy and cultured would go to a good composer and ask him to write their requiem. That means the music which was played, which was to be played when they had already died, but the relatives came for last time to say goodbye to the dead body which was in the carcass.
U stvari, bogati i kulturni ljudi su radili to da bi prije nego što će napustiti tijelo, oni su zamolili da se napravi jedan glazbeni, odnosno da se napravi jedno djelo koje će u stvari biti izvedeno kad je misa zadušnica, tako mi obično kažemo kod nas,
So one day a man dressed in grey came to Mozart. And he said, I want you to write my requiem. Here is gold already. I will die on such and such date. It was only 2 months away. Mozart asked, what is your name? And he gave some name, I forgot the name. Yeah, it's not in the movie, the wrong version. Some Graf von Klagenfurt. Yeah. So then, Mozart wrote the name down, okay, in 1 month it's ready. Then he looked through the window and saw that person was not coming out of the house. There was something strange about it. And he looked and looked, but the person didn't come out of the house. The person was nowhere to be found. When he asked around, no one knew a Graf von Klagenfurt. Then Mozart went to Prague. And in Prague he saw that same person again in the mass of the people. But this time he looked like death personified. And he understood this is it's not a Graf von Klagenfurt, it's my own death who told me I should write my own requiem because I will die on the same date which he gave. He understood. Mozart was in contact with the voice. He had written down in one autobiography that all my compositions are not done by me. They are given to me by God in one piece, perfect. So he wrote the Requiem. And he died, like it was said, on the same day. And he was, this Requiem was played. If you come to the Vedic way, discover your Dharma, you will also hear the Requiem. It's so good. Moving. Because you know it is given by the Lord. The Lord speaks to also Mozart. Will he not speak to his devotees? But he will only speak to you if you are prepared to listen and act upon. He will turn away from you if you are not ready to listen to him. The voice will become softer and softer and then disappear one day. Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam pritipuvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam yogam yenamam upayanti te. I, dwelling in the hearts, give from within the intelligence by which my devotees come to me. Open your ears, your spiritual ears, by chanting the name, and all of a sudden you will see something moves in you. It's the Lord who returns. Open your heart by reading about him. All of a sudden you will feel something. The Lord returns. Open your life by acting according to the instructions of the Lord. And you will see the happy return of Krishna. And then celebrate it. Invite your devotee friends. I'm so happy. Everything has changed for me. I have started to understand Krishna consciousness is about purifying my heart. Where I can receive Krishna. Now I'm so enthusiastic for service. Everything becomes very easy. Let's have a pizza party. Testi bud prasadam and sing and sing and sing. I'm very serious about this point, my dear devotees. I see so many of you are not fully satisfied. You have heart pains. You feel not properly situated. You feel stressed out. And there are not good relationships. Cooperation is next to impossible. That's not good. Work on your heart and on your one relationship. Everything will change. You will become a family. Spiritual family. But for this there must be the recognition of the family father, Krishna. We will now go on pilgrimage tomorrow. Our pilgrimage, we hope to find treasures. Then we want to bring the treasures home. We will come back to Zagreb. And we have a nice festival. And we will give you the dust of Vrindavan on your head. Maybe that will work. Some medicine is required. Yeah. But first we will roll in the dust ourselves. When I go to Vrindavan, I know one place where they find dust. I will just move under the earth and stay there for a week to be purified by Hare Krishna. So I've said what I wanted to say. I know you will forget everything. But if this is the way you are, what to do? One or two will remember. They will become very blissful. My point, to be very simple, is open your heart to Krishna. By doing the things which I have talked about. No, I know every one of you takes it to heart. Don't worry. I'm just saying it to really. To motivate you. And I hope to come back and see just happy, smiling devotees. Wonderful community of care. I think Akrura and Sundarananda work on this. And thank you very much. I thought to show you just briefly a few slides from the tour. Is that all right with you? Is it no, one person only? Would you? Good. Just 10 minutes or so. Do we have a little music arranged for the devotees? Or should I just? We can just comment also. Yeah. Okay. Slide out. Hare Krishna. What do you think now after having heard so much? Mahatma Muni, what is your thought? You're going on pilgrimage.
Confronted with the same idea of why I don't open my
right step. Koliko puta sam se očeo sa tom idejom, zašto se ne otvorim sve srce Krišne, zašto ne napravim pravi korak?
Ja, ja. Why?
Zašto ne?
The no to Krishna is 1 billion years old. That's why. So I suggest a very effective meditation. To ask the question, what can I do? To just always ask the question, how can I please Krishna? Now, that is a good training, this question. Because next to this 1 billion year old no is a young yes.
You know,
yes, I want Krishna.
Da, želim
Krishna. So you have to strengthen this yes, which also lives in us. You have to just support the yes. By meditating, how can I please Krishna now? When you ask this question, how can I please Krishna? This 1 billion year old no to Krishna will leave you.
To staro, milijardama godina staro pitanje će vas ne, odnosno će vas napustiti.
Because when you actually act in a way to please Krishna, it's so good.
Jer kad djelujemo na način da bi zadovoljili Krishnu, to je tako dobro.
You feel so, it's so nice.
To je tako fijeno.
Like we are now, after we have done this tour.
Mi smo sad prošli turneju.
My God, did I have to surrender on the tour.
Dragi moji gospodine, kako sam se morao predavati na
to. I like to sleep very much.
Jer on spava.
Gorahari knows.
Gorahari zna.
And I had to go to bed at 2 o'clock in the morning every night.
A svako dan morao sam ići u krevet u 2 noć.
I like to eat very, very good things.
I volim jesti fine stvari.
But on the tour, no time.
Ali na tu dej, nema vremena.
I even became skinny.
Čak sam smršao.
So much surrender.
Toliko predaje.
Always had to be serving people, devotees. But I feel very blissful now. I think, why did the tour stop so early? And I know it. Now I will go to Jagannath Puri. I will chant from morning till evening. I really don't like to chant so much. I'm a normal person. I like Rolling Stones and Kami books. Gaurahari knows. Yeah. But I will just chant for Krishna. And I know I will be so blissful. And this 1 billion year old rascal, very ugly person who always says no to Krishna, which is run from the heart. Krishna will run in the sea and drown. You have to strengthen that little yes. Feed it. We always feed the no. You know Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, when he said goodbye to me? He was is a good friend of mine. And he is a mystic like me. He appeared 3 days before he departed from this world. He appeared to me. I was lying in Goloka Dham in my bed. First I dreamt of him and Radhanath Swami. He entered my dream.
On
Then I opened my eyes and I saw him sitting on this chair. He said, "Hi Paul, don't be afraid. I just came to you to say goodbye to you. And I want to summarize the wisdom of my life in one message to you. In our hearts are two dogs fighting. Who will win?" I said, Maharaj, please don't ask me philosophical questions now. How is it to die for you? He said, "Answer my question." I said, "Two dogs in the heart fighting? What do you mean?" And I didn't know the answer. Then he said, "It's very simple. One side in us wants Krishna, and the old side in us doesn't want him. So which one will win?" "That dog will win," he said, "whom you give food." It's so simple. Marva Muni Prabhu, after maybe 40 or 50 years of spiritual life, that's what he told me. And he was my friend. He came to me to give me something which he thought was very valuable for me. He could have spoken about very high subjects because he knew them and we were discussing about these subjects. But he chose to speak about this very basic subject. He must have felt that this is a key to spiritual life. And because he died in a very exalted consciousness, I think it is extremely valuable, this information. We have to nourish and strengthen that devotee side in us. Look at Anandini's beautiful little child, Kanai Gopal, and Jagannath Mishra's and Anandini's. He will only become strong if he is regularly fed. If he is not fed, the neighbor child will become strong who is fed. If Kanai Gopal is not getting fed from the mother, we all know his destiny. We don't want to talk what is his destiny. So this yes to Krishna has to be fed. I think that's the simple answer. But sometimes I think we make things too complicated and lose the main point. You will see, I will prove it to you in Jagannath Puri. We will feed Madhva Muni ji, the Madhava in Madhva Muni, and he will. You will see Madhva Muni will come back as an enlightened soul. Dobro. Now we will see the...